Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola's 2020 second quarter results conference call. You will now hear a recording of summary of the group's results presented by Group CFO Martin Pisklák. This will be followed by business insights from Czechoslovakia and the Adriatic, presented by country CEOs Daniel Buryš and Marián Šefčovič.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on our conference call, and let me guide you through our second quarter results. Let's start on page 13. From page 13 is visible that our revenues in the second quarter decreased by 16%. Our EBITDA during the second quarter decreased by 76 million Czech crowns compared to second quarter of 2019. These results are very strong. Basically, we keep EBITDA margin above 15% during the second quarter, and we managed to finish the second quarter in a positive net profit. This excellent result came from our strong markets, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Slovenia. We had no problems with working capital. Age structure of our receivables remained practically the same, and we had no issues with the bad debts. Net debt to EBITDA ratio totaled 3.5, which is on the edge of our bank covenants. However, after the agreement with our banks, we received a waiver for the end of the second and third quarter of 2020. Overall effect of COVID pandemic on the profitability of the second quarter was approximately 100 million Czech crowns. Approximately such a number was also expected in the end of the first quarter, so we are quite satisfied with the results and our forecasting abilities. I'm also very happy that this positive trend continued also during the season in July and August. In July, we finished approximately 1% behind the last year, and in August, we were even 3% above the last year net revenues. Overall season was slightly above the last year number. Because of such a good result, we increased our target for the year 2020 to 950 million, to the interval of 950 million-1 billion Czech crowns. We also announced dividend on the level of 13.5 Czech crowns per one share, which is basically on the last year level. We believe that we have a very strong cash flow, and also the projections for the year 2021 are allowing us to pay such exceptional dividend. However, please note that in case of the bad pandemic situation in the third and fourth quarter, this dividend can be reconsidered. To summarize second quarter, we are very happy with our results. We are considering these results as very good, and we are still keeping to have a very high discipline in cash flow and our costs also for the rest of the year 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. Now I'm handing my word to Daniel and Marián.
Hello, everybody. Here is Daniel speaking. I'm responsible for Kofola Czech and Slovak soft drink business. I think it is a waste of time comment how Q2 was complicated. HoReCa was 2 months locked down, and sales were on 50% of our plans. Similar situation was in on-the-go segment. People stopped traveling at all. Retail was stable, and June weather was very negative. It was the worst weather in the last decade. What we did? We implemented cost-saving program, including simplification of organization structure and personal cost saving. We significantly changed priorities for top season. But one priority wasn't changed: post-merger integration of Ondrášovka and Korunní. We understand that biggest acquisition in our history needs extra focus. Project is successful and Ondrášovka and Korunní is on projected level. Integration will be completed by SAP implementation in January 1st. Top priority for summer was Kofola brand. We successfully launched new 0.5-liter can, including new innovated no-sugar version. We had to postpone other launches and also prepared start of coffee distribution by Kofola sales team. We totally updated also our trade marketing activities for summer, usually based on big music festivals. We changed it to small open-air cinemas, events and tourist destination promotions. Again, based on drought Kofola maximum penetration. We could report increase of market share in Horeca, also in retail. There is visible consumer preference to strong traditional brands during crisis. That was Q2. Now let me briefly comment summer season performance. It was very successful. Sales were not just above our expectation, but also above last year and budget. Success is based on Horeca development out of foreign tourist destinations. We are not dependent on Prague market. Czech and Slovak people spend holiday in local tourist destinations, and we were well prepared on it. High sales in combination with cost saving and positive raw material price development delivered extraordinary successful profitability. That's the end of positive messages. Q4 will be complicated due to virus return. Especially Horeca is in Q4 based on conference tourism, which is practically fully cancelled, and Christmas events, and that will be reduced. Negative is also trend of home office employment. Retail we expect on stable level, including Christmas top season. On the go will be dependent on school opening or closing. Ladies and gentlemen, year 2020 is crazy, but Kofola Czechoslovakia soft drink division confirms stability and anti-cycling base of business model. Thank you for your attention and see you soon after Q3 report.
I am proud to say that we did carry out very well in the most difficult period after the start of the epidemic. I am aware of that and thankful for it. After the lockdown, we took a lot of measures to protect our employees and, of course, to assure the production and distribution of our products. We started the measures before they were introduced by the government, and all this proved to be very important. Till this day, we have not had any case of infection among our employees in both countries. We also managed to get state aid related to the lockdown. In terms of businesses, I could divide Q2 into the two parts, lockdown part and after lockdown. Because of the strength of our brands, we had very good results in retail. We managed to keep and somewhere also increase our results. Of course, the biggest loss was still in Horeca and on the go segment due to the fact that the movement of people was completely lost. We are fighting more successfully in Slovenia, where we are one of the market leaders. We lost more on the Croatian market, where we are still in the process of building our presence. The lockdown and everything connected with the COVID also changed the habits of our consumer, to which we need to adapt. The biggest change is the reduction in the number of visits in stores, which means putting pressure on combo packaging activities and also increasing sales in the online segment. Summer was much better for sure, including the HoReCa segment. We ended the summer season with good results also in Croatia, where they had a relatively good tourist season. What is important, we continue with this positive outlook in September as well. In general, I can say that I am very satisfied with our work in the second quarter, that we managed such a difficult period and also that we continue to do so in the upcoming months.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for your questions. If you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon on your participant panel. If you have no further questions, click on the same icon once again. And we have a first question from Mr. Marek Dongres. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my first question is how big was organic growth in the segment sale and how much back is alpha?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the question? We didn't hear you well.
So, do you hear me well right now? I try. So one thing, how big was the organic growth in HoReCa retail, and how much would you expect it to be in the second half of the year?
Well, you mean grow in the second quarter?
How big was it in the first half on the group level? How big would you expect it to be in the second half of the year? So single digits or stable?
Well, basically, this question should be split by the individual divisions. Of course, if we have a look on our business segment, the biggest part of our HoReCa business is coming from the Czechoslovakian business, where the share on the HoReCa sales is approximately 30%. During the second quarter and the lockdown of the HoReCa segment, we basically reduced our revenues in this segment by some like 50% in Czechoslovakia, and we had very similar numbers in Adriatic region as well. In Adriatic region, just for your information, the share of HoReCa segment on overall sales of the company is slightly higher, and it's approximately 36%. During the summer season, we basically stabilized on the last year levels. So we cannot report some, or it's very hard to report some kind of organic growth because of the COVID impact. But I can say that basically, the revenues from the HoReCa segment are on the same level as during the last year, in the summer season.
And next question is from Mr. Jakub Michian.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. A quick one from my side would be on the outlook for the second half, if there is a potential downside, or if there is a potential downside to your EBITDA guidance for 2020 now, as there are more cases rising in the core markets of the Czech Republic and Slovakia, potentially some more measures are going to be taken in the near term. Do you expect that this number that you are now expecting, 950 to 1 million crowns of EBITDA, could be scaled down after the third quarter results, as there is a potential risk on the consumption patterns? Thank you.
Okay. Our current expectation is that we will finish 950 million Czech crowns to 1 billion of Czech crowns, and this estimate for the full year results includes already certain limitations in the HoReCa level. We do not expect that there would be some lockdown, but we are like expecting that the numbers for the last quarter will be significantly affected by some kind of limitations in HoReCa. I mean that you should wear masks, and that there will be limited opening hours of the restaurants and bars. In case of lockdown, we are now experienced from the spring, so we are able to react very quickly. I would say that if the lockdown will come, the negative impact on us could be in tens of millions of Czech crowns, not higher in the last quarter for sure.
All right, thank you very much. And if I may, one more question from my side. Given there has been such a good performance on the OPEC side in the second quarter, what should be penciling for the second half? Or what are your general expectations?
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, so on the OPEX to sales rate, OPEX to sales ratio has improved materially compared to the gross margin contraction in the second quarter. What is your expectations on the operating expenses for the second half?
For the second half of the year. I would split this question like to two parts. First, like material cost. In terms of material cost, we do not expect any significant changes in trends in the second half of the year compared to the first half of the year. In terms of other operational costs, we are still going to realize some savings. We did a headcount reduction in the spring, so we expect that in the second half of the year we should benefit from savings in the personal expenses. Then we revise all the significant development and marketing costs. So in the second half of the year, there will be still savings also in the segment and marketing costs, which are related to development projects. That's why I think that our operating expenses ratio should be even a bit lower compared to the first half of the year.
All right, thank you very much.
We have next question from Mr. Jan Raška.
Hello, Jan Raška speaking, Sberbanka. I have some questions. What was the contribution of Koryni and Ondrashovka into second quarter revenues and EBITDA? And when did you integrate Koryni Mineral Water into HoReCa segment? And so do you plan the same step with Ondrashovka? Thank you.
Yeah. So I would maybe start with the last questions. At the moment, we do not plan to step into HoReCa segment with Ondra. So basically, the revenue of Ondrashovka and Koruny in the second quarter amounted to 174 million Czech crowns. Which is basically according to the development of Ondrashovka and Koruny in the last year. These two companies are quite stable during the year 2020 compared to the year 2019. Because majority of their activities were related to retail segment. We step into HoReCa segment with Koruny products in July 2020. Now we are trying to benefit as much as possible from this because Ondrashovka and Koruny products were included in the portfolio of the Kofola sales representatives. And Yeah, and the last question regarding the Ondrášovka in Horeca, we don't want to comment at this moment on this topic.
Okay, and can I have another question about costs? Can you say any details about expected development of sugar contracts for 2021? Is it cost risk for the next year, or can we expect only slight increase of sugar contracts or stable development? As we know, COFOLA this year still benefits from relatively low sugar prices contracted 2 years ago. So what can we expect next year in this matter? Thank you.
Yeah. At the moment, we still do not have signed contracts, and the negotiations are still ongoing with the sugar producers. Our expectation, or what we see from the market trend, is that the sugar price can increase approximately from 10% to 30% in 2021 compared to year 2020.
10% to 30%, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Marek Dongres, do you have an additional question, please?
Yes, please. I have a question. Previous one, but not about the sugar prices, but better resin prices. What is the outlook for the crisis?
You mean for the year 2021?
Yes.
Well, the situation is the same as with sugar. Our current expectations are that the PET prices will increase in the interval from 10% to 30%.
Okay, thank you very much. And one of the last questions. My side, what leverage at the end of the year after dividend payment and on the last 12 months, EBITDA, Kashoka, and Bruni?
At the moment, we expect that our net debt to EBITDA will be slightly above 3.5 at the year end. We discussed the situation also with our financing banks. At the moment, we have waivers from the banks for the second and third quarter, and at the year end, basically, we are talking about some reasonable leverage on the level in between of 3.5 to 4.
Thank you very much. And the last question, your CapEx was 300 million in the first half. Are you still convinced that you can make them to be on 400 million the full year, or just the guidance?
Yeah, we are pretty much convinced that we can fulfill this number.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Yakumichian, do you have an additional question, please?
I do, and it's more probably a more hypothetical one. But now, as you said that you are expecting a 10% to 30% increase in the sugar price and resin price, on its own, how the company is going to plan to manage this, and is there a potential for a gross margin pressure in 2021, if assuming that everything remains, you know, we are back to normal, back to pre-COVID 19 levels?
Well, basically, typically in case on some raw material price increases, if they are significant, we are talking about the price increase of our product. At this moment, we still do not have a precise number of the material prices for the next year, so I cannot comment if we will increase or decrease or maintain the prices at the moment, but we have like several tools which we are standardly using to manage movement of the raw materials price.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon on your participant panel. And we have an additional question from Mr. Jan Raška.
What is your actual market share in retail segment after acquisition of Koruny and Obrazovka, as you can say?
I cannot say at this moment. I do not have this number available now.
Okay, thanks.
There is another question from Mr. Marek Dongres.
Sorry if I miss it. How many do you have, or what is the gap in guidance potential lockdowns? You said that some lockdowns would come, it be like tens of magic rounds, but is there some gap right now?
Well, in case of the lockdown, we will revise the guidance, but at the moment, this is like too theoretical question for me. Like, still we are like standing behind our guidance. As I said, our guidance includes already certain limitations in HoReCa segment, and we believe that we are like able to bring this guidance at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon on your participant panel. There are no more questions. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. Recording of today's call will be available on our webpage. You may now disconnect.